Welcome to Shooting the Shift with Marilyn and Elizabeth. These light warriors, both native New Yorkers, walk their walk, talk their talk, and keep the real in the deal. This dynamic duo joined forces to assist you through your transformational journey one step at a time, empowering you with spiritual tools you can use in your daily life. Each show begins as a conversation creating an opening for spiritual connection. There are never any scripts, and spirit is always illuminating the way. And that's when the shift hits the fan. The magical messages of the ancestors, spirit guides, and Gaia are respected, honored, and always given sacred space to communicate. Join Marilyn and Elizabeth as they shake shift up and do what they do best. Speak from their hearts.
Good morning, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. This is Elizabeth and
Marilyn. Welcome. Marilyn.
Wow, you're really loud in my ear. Hello, darling. Okay, so wow, welcome to Shooting the Shift. And we're really happy to be here on our last show for the month of April. And as usual, it has been an interesting week. And Miss Marilyn has been fighting a cold for quite some time. I talked to you yesterday and you sounded really congested. You sound a lot better today, Marilyn.
Yes, I do. It's called self-care.
Oh, God. You've been cracking me up. We meet a little before the show and we look at each other because Marilyn and I, for those of you who don't know, we joined forces. I thought that was funny for the first time in our intro. It's like they joined forces, you know, like we started our own militia of light warriors. It just sounds so like official. But we used to meet, we met working together, and then we used to meet every week. And then we're like, we should share all of this fun and woo-woo with everybody else who wants to listen. So we meet early before the show and we look at each other. So we were really going to miss that if we didn't have the interaction where we could see each other, and because we interrupt each other constantly and, you know, you just miss a lot. So here we are, and Marilyn's got this giant cup of tea and she's cracking me up. Can you hear me drink this tea? And she raises her microphone and it's like still rubbing the microphone. And I'm like, just don't burn your thighs. That thing is so piping hot.
There you go. There will be no spills today. There will be no spills today. Yeah. Not putting that out there. There's so too much smoke coming out of that.
You're a real trooper for showing up. And, you know, when we feel sick or we feel off, we always feel a little vulnerable. And that's kind of our topic today.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I do feel vulnerable today, right? Because there's a whole bunch of other stuff that's kicking up, right? And the other piece is that I was thinking when we spoke the other day, it was yesterday. And I was saying, you know, I have to truly practice what I'm preaching as well. And I really believe that I do, that I'm constantly doing that. But of course, I'm human and sometimes I get a little detoured. And so I wasn't doing the self-care piece and I wasn't aware of it, you know, because I was so much in, you know, getting other things done. And I forgot about myself. And then when we were talking, I was like, yeah, I said, I just started taking care of myself, you know, a little bit more, like my remedies, my teas, my, you know, my soup, my, you know, because you're thinking,
the things you
know,
need.
Those are the things that I need to be able to feel better. And today, I really do sound so much better.
You do.
And
you do.
I could have probably kicked this out of me, right? As soon as it arrived, but I wasn't paying attention. And I think that that's really important, especially for everyone, right, who's out there, is that we will forget, but it's important to get into that mindset of saying, hold on here, am I forgetting self-care? Am I forgetting self-love? You know, how am I taking care of myself? in this mm-hmm. moment when I'm not feeling so good, right? Mm-hmm. Because, well, yeah, it's a little tricky.
You had somebody that you were taking care of for a while that was sick. And yeah. you showed up for them and you took care of them and you did all the things. And then when you got sick, it was like you kind of sort of abandoned yourself a little bit.
I did. I can't, you know, I think I was also maybe tired, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was like, oh,
you needed a mommy.
Yeah. So I just said, okay. So now, but then when I realized that I was not doing the self-care piece, mm-hmm. which I'm thankful and grateful that I was, you know, that I became aware, right? Yes. So there you go. Then I was able yep. to start mm-hmm. to take care of myself and to do what's right. And I really feel so, so much better. But that's I think this is a teaching, right?
It. Yes.
Yeah, well, it's a teaching.
You know, I know for me, it's totally different, but I've been, you know, I'm going on a trip, in case nobody heard. Hey. I'm going to fly across the pond and spend June in the UK, and Miss Marilyn's going to be just amazing without me, and you guys are all going to call in and support her, because I won't be here for a month. But
and truly,
I digress.
This is nerve-wracking, but I'm going to do it.
No, you're going to be brilliant. You're going to be like, who's she and why is she back on my show?
No.
By the time the month's that. Over. I know, I'm teasing you. But my point was, you know, since I came back from Nashville at the beginning of the year, you know, I got on my treadmill and I did like, you know, 3 miles a day. And then like for 3 days, I couldn't walk. Because I was like, oh, wait a second, I'm not 35 anymore, you know? And my body was like, chill out, lady. So I had to build up to it. And I realized in a different way that I was being too hard on myself, that my expectations were unreasonable. And now this morning I did 2 miles in a full, you know, full run, which is huge
celebrate.
For me. Thank you. And I'm down 22 pounds. And so I'm just, you know, I'm feeling good, but I had to kind of learn how to mother myself through that drill sergeant myself. My Cappy is in South yeah. Node, so I can be very military and disciplined and structured, but it doesn't help me because I lack that nurturing that you're talking about and the kindness. So now I'm learning with my Cancer in the North Node how to nurture. That's my life lesson. The North Node is our life lesson. So I'm learning, like, okay, just up it, you know, 5 minutes this week, and then gradual,
gentle,
and be gentle. Exactly.
Ease
so
and
it's no mistake we're friends and on the same radio show. And you know, I think it's important that people know that not only do we preach sometimes, but we practice what we preach.
Oh,
and
yeah.
half of the stuff that comes out of me, I'll roll my eyes and go, you have told 7 people this week exactly what you are not doing for you. Hello. And then I have to stop and do it for me because I hate being
saying?
A hypocrite.
Yeah. We teach what we need to know or to learn,
yeah.
right?
Or
we
need to that. Hear. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. And then it becomes a practice. And then it becomes a practice.
Because how can you teach it if you don't walk through it and do it?
Yeah, and yeah. I really believe that I really do take very good care of myself. I really do.
You do. I really believe you do take very good care of yourself, too.
I do. But I think that there was something, I don't know mm-hmm. what it was, but there was something. Mm-hmm. And I really got to say that I think that it had to do with, you know, I think that when you get a cold, okay, this mm-hmm. is my belief, okay? It doesn't have to
yes,
be everybody's.
Go ahead.
But I think that around a cold, it's also a lot of grieving, right? That's trying to move out of the body. And I started thinking about that, and I was like, oh, this makes so much sense. Because, you know, I have had so many of my loved ones, you know, and I started even thinking about them, and I'm saying, oh, my God, the month of February, the month of March, the month of April, the month of May, oh my goodness, the month of October. And I started thinking of all the months where there is so much, you know, so many times where I'm in that grieving place, right?
It's like a wave. It comes and hits you like a wave. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, kind of like spilled into me maybe feeling a little bit tired and a little sluggish. And then that came in, that energy, you know, of the grieving. And I was not aware, you know, I somehow was not aware of it. And then it just hit me, and I just went into that space, and mm-hmm. I'm glad that I was able to acknowledge it, though, you know, because then I sat with it, and I cried over it, you know. I did everything that I needed to do, you know. I talked through it. I did
Released
everything
it.
That I needed to do, and and worked on it too, you know, so that it's not so
all-consuming. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, another thing, Marilyn, that I know you do, so I can tell you, you do this. you know, you tend to, yes, take very, very good care of the people around you. And I think, yes, it's a lovely thing that you're that generous of a soul and that giving. But when you're not doing that for yourself to the point where you get sick or you realize I'm neglecting myself, then it is a problem, because you take such good care of your son and your husband and other people that you love in your family and, you know, your friends, of course. And so I have that fault too, to a degree, but I don't have the same responsibilities on me as you do with the family stuff. But it does show, you know, that what a giver you are. And then when you see, oh, I'm not giving myself a quarter of what I'm giving these people, then when you recognize it, that's the healthiest thing you could do. And that's what you did.
Yeah. And then it's the pullback, right? Then it's the pullback. Then it's the, hold on. We need to, you know, take better care, you know. And I tell you, I soothe myself. I go, sweetheart, it's your time now. We need to sit, we need to breathe, we need to rebalance, we need to have our hot tea, we need to have our manuka honey, we need to, you know, just have that hot soup, you know, that really good homemade hot soup with all the herbs and spices that you put in it, and just to feel good again. And, you know, it really helps to have that. And mm-hmm. I think that sometimes people don't value that as much, right? And I look at it and I say, oh my goodness, that is so important. That is such mm-hmm. an important part of healing, right? And of recovering, is to be able to feel that love and that tenderness, you know, and that, you know, that I say that yumminess of like the homemade chicken soup, you know.
Well, there's a lot of memories. There's a lot of love. There's a lot of ancestral stuff behind some of the stuff that you do as well.
Definitely.
So it's interesting that that's what you were talking about. And then we kind of come full circle.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, you know, in this day and age with COVID and the strains, we can't push like we used to. We really need to go, something's off, nip it in the bud and be aware, because it's not a time to push through and, you know, stiff lip, but I mean, you know, buckle up, buttercup, and drive through it. You know, it's
And
it's, be kind, be soft.
Yeah. I took the COVID test twice.
Do you have to stick something up your own nose to do that?
It doesn't. You don't have to put it all the way up. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
You just do it into mm-hmm. the little bit.
I haven't done one.
Know, on the surface,
thankfully.
But thank God it was like, it was just mm-hmm. nothing. And I was like, mm-hmm. thank you. You know, mm-hmm. I'm always in deep gratitude, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
I
knew that I didn't have it, but because mm-hmm. I, you know, I live with others, I didn't want to mm-hmm. compromise anyone. So I wanted mm-hmm. to double check and make sure.
But gratitude, as far as I'm concerned, I know that that's what got me through the darkest medical time in my life.
Yeah.
I know that in my heart, where my spirit meets my bones, nobody's ever going to tell me different, that my being in that frequency of gratitude for every single thing that came down the pike, I know that that is what got me through it. I'm not saying I didn't have amazing doctors and amazing people. Of course I did. But, you know, even the people came in at 3 a.m. and like started trying to get my blood out of my arm, that my arm did not want to give anything anymore. And I would say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, you know, yes. Exactly. So that gratitude that is powerful. That's right. Yes. You know, thank you that I have blood pouring through me. That's feeding my heart, you know, and all of it, all of it. That was my biggest lesson around gratitude. And I learned by going through it, you know. So so today we really love for you guys to call in if you'd like to. We're gonna have to head off to our first break in a minute, so I just want to make sure that I get out our information. So Marilyn, do you have that in front of you? Because I don't, clearly.
The phone number is 202-570-7057, and we're going to return and we're going to talk about the power of being able to say what you need to say out loud fearlessly and welcoming the freedom of the unspoken story.
Nice.
You know, this is about
everybody everybody in this society is so busy trying to be, I'm normal, I look pretty, I have nice hair, you know, whatever it is, we're all in our little, you know, outside bubbles and not wanting to show that we all have issues. And we are all quirky is. And no, there is no normal, right? And there is no, we don't know. Yeah. But I do know our society, and that seems like a big word, right? But they're out there, and a lot of people think it's a real weakness to show a vulnerability. And actually, for your own soul growth and your evolution, it's one of the most powerful, brave things you can do is be vulnerable. Yeah. So but that's kind of our topic.
Right. And it's knowing who to do it with, right? We don't always want to be vulnerable with the wrong people, because that could be really, really bad.
Yes, not really, really bad.
Yeah.
So we're going to head off to a break, and we're going to dive into everything around being vulnerable and speaking our truth with support when we get back.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
So I'm a cat. And I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Welcome back. Okay, Marilyn, what is the Florida water? Tell us about your Florida water and what is in that steaming cup of tea.
I have Manuka honey.
And, yes. Manuka is honey from Australia?
New Zealand.
New Zealand, okay.
And it's really medicinal, you know? It's really good. Mm-hmm. So the Florida water, I just use it to clear and
is it like holy water? I mean,
It has alcohol, same principle, water, fragrances, you know, it has all kinds of stuff.
Is it actually from Florida?
No, I don't know, it's not. I think they just called it that, and that's what it is. I mean, you can brew your stuff, your own stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to do a show on that. We're going to do a show on woo-woo, brew, tinctures, potions, and tonics.
Yeah, I've made
for your house, your soul, for everything. We're going to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, you can just use it to clear or just to, you know, like sometimes people use the essential oils, you know, for fragrance. So you could use it for that too, to clear. So that's basically what that's about. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
You're making me laugh. It's very, very, very rare that Marilyn is ever like ungrounded or out of sorts. It's very rare. I'm usually the one with the air moon and the air rising sign. Oh, squirrel, shiny object, dog barking, you know. I get so distracted. So it's like almost like we reversed roles today a little bit. It's kind of funny. Vulnerability. It's a big thing because I think so many of us, and I know myself, I can speak for myself in the past, none of us want to be rejected. None of us want to feel rejected. None of us, especially when we're younger, we want to fit in. We want to be part of the in crowd. It's important. But as we get older, we realize some of those things are just false illusions appearing real, that none of us actually really fit in to something that is from society, that we're all a fingerprint. We're all a snowflake, however you want to take that snowflake. Some people have problems with that. But each snowflake is one of a kind. I'm not making a political connotation with snowflake, just to clarify. People are so touchy out there. With the politics, and we don't do politics on this show. We just talk about what's going on in the world. So anyway, fingerprints, one of a kind, snowflakes, one of a kind. We're all, as I like jokingly say, but it's really true, we're all little freaks in flesh suits. So, you know, whoever was out there that decided this is the normal teeth and this is the pretty hair and this is where the boobs go and this is, you know, first of all, trying to live up to any of that is ridiculous because you're not that. We're not all the same salt and pepper shakers. We don't all fit in the same little caddy to carry them around. So, I have found in my lifetime that I've tried to conform, but it didn't really work for me very well. And I have found, especially after my journey of waking up and my health, that being vulnerable brought me so many gifts. And it's kind of like when you're working out to jump hurdles on the racetrack. And the more, like I said, I built up to 2 miles a day. It's just like that, you know. You have to be careful how you do it and how much you do it, and you get comfortable with that, right? So I don't know what you want to share about being vulnerable, Marilyn, but my main message would be for me is that in the places that I have been vulnerable and I have been held by the right people, it has really helped me shift some big stuff. And that's what our show's about. Let's dive into what does it mean to be vulnerable? What does that mean?
Yeah, what I'm thinking about as you were saying, I was thinking about how when we were younger, we were vulnerable when we were younger. And sometimes it wasn't safe to be vulnerable, but we didn't know it at the time. We were learning, right? And I think that piece then shuts down, right? Because it's important to stay safe. And so you get the message that being vulnerable, right, becomes an issue. And it becomes something that you do not want to be for fear of the things that come from that. And so it's important for us to recognize that being vulnerable is truly a power. It's coming from a place of power. But we also have to look at how we are being vulnerable and when we are being vulnerable and how to be discerning, you know,
and in who we are being vulnerable with. Yes.
Yes. And, you know, because discerning, you know, is the ability to see beyond, right? To see beyond, you know, to kind of grasp and comprehend what is kind of hidden, right? Or obscure, right? So mm-hmm. these are things that I believe is important to experience.
And explore,
and
yeah.
to understand.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And because we need to be able to distinguish between the truth mm-hmm. and deception and what is real and what is unreal. Because sometimes we can't distinguish between them. And what does that mean? That means that we have to go inside mm-hmm. and we have to take a better look at what our belief systems are, how we feel and how we see ourselves in the world, all of that. All that encompasses who we are is important to kind of like open up that window to be able to mm-hmm. look inside and to say, oh, there she is, there he is, you know, and move in that. Because we mm-hmm. need to have a better understanding of what we're believing. But in order to do that, we have to be discerning in what it is yep. that we're believing. Like,
yeah,
asking questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, particularly for me, I mean, I was, again, as we were talking earlier, I was such a drill sergeant to myself. I mean, you know, I was always the girl like, you know, I can do it on my last breath. I can make it happen. I can climb that mountain, yada, yada, yada. And that's pretty much how I ended up where I was and kind of hit a giant roadblock and had to change my life. And when you realize that there's things that you, like when I was vulnerable with the right people and I got help, it was like I could talk to someone, and what happened was they made me realize in the way that they treated me, these belief systems that I had and the way I was treating myself, they treated me with such kindness and such support and nurturing, as we were talking about, that it made me have a perspective and shift my consciousness as to how entirely brutalizing I was to myself. And that happened, of course, in layers. But when that happened, I realized how protected I was and how defensive I was. And it helped me want to open up more because I knew that I was in a safe place and that my perspective could, my soul could evolve through this. And that takes a great strength. It's not a weakness. If there's one thing I can convey to anybody out there, it's truly empowering yourself, not disempowering yourself. So, yeah.
And it takes time. It's mm-hmm. not an overnight thing. It takes practice, right? We need to be yeah. able to take a close look inside, to ask ourselves the questions, to make it a daily practice. I really believe in practicing,
mm-hmm.
practicing, practicing, mm-hmm. practicing, because when we are learning a new practice, if we continuously do it, it becomes a new pattern and a new way mm-hmm. of thinking and processing and mm-hmm. receiving the information. So that's really important. For me, I believe that mm-hmm. is important. So long as
and
I'm
also
practicing,
sometimes,
I'm learning.
Yes, yes. And also sometimes, you know, just a perspective from somebody else that you admire or
yes.
that, you know, I hate to say this, but this is how it works when we're humans. A couple of steps ahead of you, you know, it sounds like somebody's above you or beneath you, but it's really true that in their spiritual growth, they may be just a little more advanced because they've done the work on themselves and they can be a way shower for you and say, oh, no, 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 no. Don't you see? Like, I remember I had somebody named Leslie Nathanson. She was an astrologer in Santa Fe. This was years ago. And she made me see in a perspective that I had a purpose and why I was so hard on myself and why those things were there, because they served me very, very well at a time in my life that I wouldn't have survived without them. Oh, but yeah. they weren't helping me now.
Right.
And I couldn't do that without a way shower or a hand, because I couldn't even see it. And that's a big theme that's coming out in these next months with this Neptune. A lot of things coming to life that we're going to, they're going to be in your face. Yeah. So you're going to have to deal with them.
And are you going to be willing to accept, to accept it and to really take a better, a closer look? Because it's important to take a closer look at things from a different perspective. And you can, you know, sometimes, like you said, get it from someone who you trust, someone who, you know, who you hold, you know, in a really beautiful frequency, that they hold you in that frequency as well. Because those are the people that we want to help us along the way, to assist us along the way. We're not going to choose people who belittle us and who berate us. And those are not the people.
Or how about the people? Yeah, I'm sorry, but how about the people in our family that never really saw us because they had their own agendas, they had their own damage? It's not like, you know, you may love your mother dearly, but she had so much damage from other stuff, maybe she didn't heal yet. And so you weren't ever really seen for who you are without those belief systems put upon you by their own damage. When you work with someone who's neutral, who doesn't know you, and they see things, it's a new perspective because you've never been seen that way before. Do you see what I mean? Am I conveying that well?
Yes, because it always has to do with our own perception, right?
Yes.
So the perception is the experiences, all the experiences that we've had, that we've collected, that we kind of like, really, they're there with, so that when we're in that fight, flight, freeze, you know, I even learned about fawn now. There's a fawn now. We'll talk about that some other time.
What?
We'll talk about it some other time because I don't want to get off of this subject. But I think that it's important for us to recognize that that's when the perspective part comes up, where we're making a decision from that place. And sometimes it's good for us to step back and say, hold on, how are other people seeing this? How are other people experiencing this? How are other people holding this energy in a different way? Because we may be holding on to it in a very, how would I say, maybe not healthy way. Maybe not a expansive way. But when we see other people that are able to, I never looked at it from that perspective. Because I was looking at it from how my experiences were and how it turned out and how I got through it. And so I couldn't see it from that other perspective because I was too busy trying to stay afloat. I was too busy trying to stay here, you know? So those things are important.
Yeah, and it, when you look at it, every family's got their stuff. I don't care what family you came from. No family's perfect. We all have a dynamic, right? Some people are disempowered. Some people don't want to see certain things, so they hide from them. Whatever the dynamic is, if you're in that same tribe of people, they're all not going to see that thing until they've done the work on themselves and are ready to see it. And most of the people listening to us, including you and me, Marilyn, are probably the pattern breakers. We're the ones who are going, I'm going to be vulnerable. I'm going to break this pattern. Because it's like you get so mired in your own stuff, which is my nice word, stuff. You get so mired. You go, why won't this end? Why can't I move forward? Why isn't this happening? And then all of a sudden you are vulnerable and you tell somebody what you feel, and they have this whole new perspective, they create a little, you know, a little hole. And then that little hole gets chiseled away, and all of a sudden you got a window, and then you got a crawl space. You can crawl the heck out of that stuff and get to the next, right?
Yeah.
So it's the new perspective.
Yeah, and it's all around discernment, right? It's all about around discernment, because if you know how to be discerning, in your decision making, right? In your problem solving, in how it is that you're looking at things, and you're able to kind of admit when you make a mistake, or owning your strength and your weaknesses, because you don't just own the strengths, you own the weaknesses as well.
You have to. That's part of being vulnerable.
Yeah, and being mindful of your thoughts and feelings.
Well, you know what? It's like trying to describe to some. It's like somebody going, look, here's purple. And you've never seen purple in your life. You haven't seen lavender. You haven't seen pale purple. There's no purple. And then all of a sudden you see purple. It's an opening. It's a breakthrough. It's the new level. That's what we're basically doing when we're vulnerable and we heal something. We arrive at the next step. And then it's like, wow, everything's purple. And I never knew there was purple everywhere around me. But now I see it, right? So there is an element of you can't really see where you're headed until you're ready and you take that leap, right? So I don't know where purple came from, but that was my analogy.
It's all right, right?
I know, so, like, as humans, we can only see a certain spectrum of color that we can't actually see. There's colors out there that we can't see yet. I will say yet.
There's colors. There are
colors. Yes, yes, yes.
I have seen colors that I could never describe because they don't even exist. I don't know that they exist here. Well, I haven't been everywhere and anywhere, but they are so different that I don't even have the language to describe them.
That's because you're glimpsing 5D and other dimensions. That's what you're talking about right now, energetically. And imagine if what you've seen now that you've glimpsed, and then imagine what, that's what gets me going. Like 5 years from now, what are we going to see? What are we going to, what's going to be revealed? How much purple is there going to be in the world, right? All right. Well, we're going to go to our final break of our show, and we're going to come back and, you know, shake, shift up as we do. That's what we do. So come back.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcomed to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Sadhvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
With everything going on, there may be times you feel like you can't handle it all. Journaling, meditating, and talking with friends and family can help you feel more grounded and better able to cope. Your kids are also going through a lot of new experiences, and simply talking with them about their feelings can be quite powerful.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Oh, welcome back. We've been having fun. And Marilyn, what is in that tea? Is that like homemade tincture, or just what is there in that tea?
There's nothing in there that's making me laugh so much.
It's just I didn't think so.
I really do feel very joyful today because I feel so much healthier.
Better.
And I feel I feel such a clearing. So I feel happy, elated. I'm really elated.
Yes.
So that's really what that's about. That's what you're getting through the screen.
It's like your sinuses and your heart got a spiritual exfoliation. Yes. So you're a little renewed.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, she goes, what do I sound like? Do I sound nasally? I'm like, no, you sound like Rosie Perez. You're welcome. Oh, I don't know who I sound like. But
you sound like Elizabeth.
I sound like Elizabeth. Yes. All right. So
going back into the topic, right? You know, I also, in discerning, I also think that we should remember to remember that, you know, we need to use our intuitiveness, right? Our intuition, our primal instincts, our gut instincts, you know?
Mm-hmm. Always.
Because those are really, really, how would I say, such powerful knowing. It's such a powerful place to resonate from. And so when you feel like something is off, then you got to trust that, and you just need to be able to not have to, you don't have to question that. I really believe that when you feel off, there's no need for questioning. You just need to trust that and to move, you know, move through it, right? To know deep down in you and to pay attention to how your body feels. When you are trying or attempting to be discerning in what it is that you are seeking, ask the questions that you need to ask around the issues that you want to, you know, that you want to discuss. The other thing I think is important is to practice writing in a journal. And I know that a lot of people say, oh, I don't like to do that. But, you know, that is one of the quickest ways, I believe, to get in touch with your own feelings and your thoughts and your beliefs and why you behave the way you behave and why you have the patterns that you have and what are those habits about. That is the best way to get to that place. Now, you don't have to do the journaling, but I really recommend it because I really believe that is such a quick way of getting.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, dive in and do the reflecting and evaluate how you feel. And, you know, what's, you know, you can write about your love life, you know, you can write about the person in your life, you can write about you, you know, what's what parts of you are, you know, you feel, you know, you're questioning at this point, or your the commitments that you make, or anything. Just write about it. The things that you feel.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the more you do it, the more it becomes normal. And I also think, like, for me, I did the book The Artist's Way by Julie Cameron. And that was about, really taught me how to journal and why journaling was so important. And that whole process was like a 12-week process of for creatives to get to the next step. And it got me to Colorado. I mean, that's when I moved from New York to Colorado, moved across the country. And you don't have to write a novel. It's not like you're writing a letter, dear grandma, I ate eggs and, you know, I like your necklace. It's just, you can write one sentence and then check back in the next day. It doesn't have to be as everything else, just gradual, because your soul has things to tell you, and there's something in the stillness. And I don't know the scientific mumbo jumbo around this, but I do know that when you write, you tend to absorb and remember like 50% more than you ever would if you hadn't written it down.
Well,
now, that's very left mind,
yes.
But you're tapping in.
And you're getting the wisdom that lives within as well.
Yes.
So, I mean, I do that like daily, especially when I have a question. If I have a question, I just allow the pen, I write the question, and then I allow the pen to just continue to write. I do not read it.
It's like your higher self is just kind of streaming.
And
but none of this really has anything to do with being vulnerable, but this is what we do. Because we just go down the rabbit hole and we just let it unravel.
But it does have something to do with being vulnerable in a way. If you look at it differently, right? Like when you are exploring your thoughts and your feelings and what you're believing, and then you start writing those things down, and then you go deeper and you start exploring the dark stuff. You know, the things that are looming, that are creating feelings that you know around whatever the issue is. you know, maybe it's anger or anxiety or frustration, depression, whatever, jealousy, shame, blame, guilt, whatever it is that you're writing about, you are actually writing it out. And what happens is then you're getting more connected to the parts of you where you feel probably more vulnerable, right? Because those are things that you might not want to speak with anyone else about it. But once you have it on paper and you feel like you kind of like releasing that onto the paper, you're becoming a little bit more familiar with it. And then, and then you're able to articulate it with someone that you trust and love and value and that, you know, and honor.
Even if
and
it's yourself.
Yes, whether
I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah, well, intimate moments that come through that.
Yeah, yeah. They, I mean, I don't share everything.
Of course,
I don't share everything, but I do believe that there are those pieces that you want to share, because in another person hearing that part of you, it kind of it you know, it almost feels like you are accepting, you know, that part of you and not keeping it separate and apart from who you are. And that's really
right. And then you're opening that little hole that's becoming the window, that's becoming the door that you're walking through to the next little step. Yeah.
Yeah, it's exploring.
I love how
that
just all unraveled there. Yeah.
It's exploring. And then it's you dare to share what you wish to share and what you are ready to share, because you're in that place of full acceptance. And once you're in that place of full acceptance, it's okay to be able to utter those words and not feel any, you know, like any kind of rift with it, right?
Right. There's sometimes you need to say it to yourself first, get it out first on the pen and the paper.
Yes.
And then you're like, oh, okay. And then you get to the next step and the biceps get a little bigger, and then you can share it with someone.
Yes.
So it is all about unraveling. That's really
and it's
what
creating,
you're doing.
Yeah, it's creating that judgment-free zone in yourself, right? In yourself, for yourself, so that you don't judge yourself. Because when you do that, you really re-traumatize yourself. So you don't want to do that. We don't want to go into the place of not being able to, you know, be gentle, kind, and compassionate with ourselves, because
and we don't have to with everybody either. I mean, sometimes you just want to write, that nitwit drove me insane, and yada, 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 yada. Because you don't want to hurt somebody. You don't want to be mean to anybody. But sometimes people rub you the wrong way. And if you can write it down and get it out of you, whatever that trigger is,
and you know,
becomes
I'm gonna
a little
jump
more
on that
apparent.
One, right? I got to jump on that one because when you write that, then you got to, then you could follow it with why?
Why exactly?
Did that person trigger me with their actions or their words or their deeds? Where does that live in me that I am, you know, that I am running with this and it's affecting me in such a way? And the more we do that, it's like, what a beautiful dance. You know, I really love the dance, because I really believe that we get closer and closer and closer to who we came
our
here to be.
Our true selves,
and it feels good the closer we get there.
Yeah, and so the more empowered you become. It's like when you, it's like, again, when you open that little hole, it's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger in a gradual way, because there's more light coming in. There's more realization. There's more of who you really are. And we live in a world, and this is another topic we're going to be discussing in May, where there's a force, matrix, source, whatever you want to call it. What was it in our, I don't know. I can't even remember. I can't, my poor brain. But there is this, sense of keeping us distracted in what's going on in the world and with ourselves, with our phones and our addictions and our things and our stuff, that they have a lot more power if we're completely oblivious and in denial versus going, what's this little scab? And let me pick at it a little bit. What's underneath it? I need to heal this shit, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, well, I didn't say stuff.
United we stand. Divided we fall.
That's right. And so the more little empowered you get, it's like just like that Breck Hair commercial. They tell two friends and they tell two friends and then you've got the Brady Bunch screen and you've got a whole group and a whole slew of people that are journaling and open up wounds and healing things and
healing. And because healing is so important. Healing is
and empowering.
Sometimes I think it's underrated. I think that people, don't look at it as the power source that is. When you have healed,
it's so much easier to point the finger at somebody else and look what they're doing. Look what's happening. It's you. She makes me
look
mad.
Look at the other ones that are pointing back at you. Right?
Right. It's That's usually you pointing back at you.
Yeah. And it's also, I always have to say this because I always believe that sometimes people might think that I don't believe that everything is how would I say I don't have the rose colored glasses. I see things for what they are. But I also see all the possibilities. I see the rose colored glasses you're wearing.
They're okay. going
but
with
I
me.
But I see all the possibilities. Right? I can see through all the crazy and all the toxic and all the
because you've done a lot of work to get there.
I can see that we really can achieve, a place where, where we are doing such great, 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 beautiful, powerful stuff in the world. Well, first, we all have to remember our power. If we don't remember our power, then we are sourcing, from a source that isn't, how would I say, as powerful. Because just think about it. Think about the power that lives within you. You were created with that power.
Well, this is one of my absolute favorite quotes of all time. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that scares us, right? Because we are, and we've been told differently. We've been raised differently. We live in a world that doesn't want us to be empowered. Mm-hmm. And the more you scratch at the surface and open that hole, the more you want more. Because it feels
and the more
so
you,
damn
and the other
good
thing is,
to connect.
You'll feel all the, emotional, supercharged, right? And it's so important to just allow it. Just allow it. Just allow those energies to flow.
I wish you could be a kindergarten teacher, Marilyn, and teach all those kids, go, ooh, what's that? Another gremlin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, there you go.
I could see you being, I can see it. At an early age with these people, these little people, our world would be so different if we had.
Goodness.
You know what I mean?
Getting there. Like teaching them just to take a deep breath. Teaching them to remember, to balance, to center themselves. I did it with the adolescents. I did it with so
That's
many.
That's why I saw it. I saw it.
Yeah, and I loved it. And you know what? Mm-hmm. The beautiful part of it was that they got it. They got it. And that for me was powerful.
Because they didn't have so much armor to remove.
Yeah. When I was working with the adolescents, with mental health issues and everybody, it's terrible, but everybody would say, oh my goodness, they're never going to learn that this, that, 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 there's always that negativity. And I would always say, that is not the truth. Mm-hmm. You're going to see mm-hmm. things here. And I tell you, these kids flourished. They learned
things
so
are
much.
Worth the effort. People don't put that effort yeah. in. Yes. Yes.
They were empowered. They yes. were inspired. And they started believing mm-hmm. in themselves. And they started mm-hmm. doing beautiful, beautiful things. And for me, when I say that, I say, yes. See, if we can do that, then we can do anything.
We are doing that, Marilyn. We are doing that right now. Yeah. And that's what we're doing as a collective. And especially the people that are evolving to the next step here and wanting to show up for their own souls, their own life yeah. purpose. We came here for so much more than what we think we came here for.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. we're well on our way. This is and a great ready. Awakening for humanity. We are ready.
We're
and
ready,
we chose to be
and
here.
Able.
Yeah.
Ready,
more, we are
and
able. So able.
Yes.
We are beyond able. We just have to grasp into it and tap into it. So, yeah. wow, you know. We just getting started and we got to like kind of go hasta la vista, you know, till
well,
the next time.
You can reach me. You can reach me at universalsacredmedicine.com.
You can reach me at angelwithanedge.com. Peace
blessings,
and blessings.
Love and light.
Ciao.